Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to another edition of The Drift. Thank you for tuning in to catch us. Joining me in the studio, Brandon Drake.
Great to be here, and I'm pumped up today. I'm feeling good.
All right, I'm feeling pretty laid back today.
Laid back? Well, I'm going to pick up the slack then. I'm going to be
good.
All over you.
Yeah. Good, good. Lots to talk about if we get to it. Once again, I'm not married to any of the ideas I got on the agenda, so if you, the listener, chooses to call in with a subject, 734-822-1600, feel free.
Chooses. There's no choice. We're in a socialist economy, a socialist dictatorship now. You will call. And like it.
Or face the gulag.
That's right. The FEMA camps.
Yeah. So you're welcome to call in, 734-822-1600.
Derek Stone, thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Sponsor this half hour is The Daily Drift. And what we do at The Daily Drift is put the news you need to know online for you. I go through the internet, grabbing all the stories that you're not going to get anywhere else, as a rule, and put them into one spot so you can get them all, and takes you to all the best websites. So I'm not doing anything new. I'm just trying to save you some time, frankly. You can advertise on The Daily Drift or this radio show by calling me, 734-629-6010. So get your business message seen by hundreds of, well, probably thousands a week now. It's the website's doing very well, so happy to have it. 734-629-6010. Give me a holler if you want to advertise with us.
See, you know, we have a call already, see?
Yeah,
you know,
amazing,
ask and they shall come.
Yeah. One thing I want to touch on, last week, just about every show on this radio station was talking about the resolution from the Washtenaw County Commissioners about doing an anti-gun resolution, stand your ground, that sort of thing. Excuse me. And I'm looking at the agenda for October 2nd, which is Wednesday, I think. And it's not on the agenda, but I did talk to County Commissioner Dan Smith, and he said it's something that could come up from the floor or be added to the agenda.
They're trying to be sneaky, aren't they?
You never know. So if you were planning on going to the County Commission to talk about it, it is not on the agenda, but it doesn't mean it won't be. So, you know, you might as well just take Wednesday and say, you know what, I'm going to do a little dinner downtown in Ann Arbor and stop in for the County Commission. You know, it could be fun. All right, maybe not fun, but it could be interesting, certainly.
Well,
you know, more of us should do that. Maybe we should get groups of people to, we're going to go party and after the meeting, you know, go to the meeting and say our piece and keep a better eye on these knuckleheads.
Go in there like British soccer hooligans.
Oh, yeah, it's not Parliament. I won't even go there. So the agenda, the County Commission meeting is 6:45 p.m. at the Wayne Washtenaw County Administration Building. So, and that's 220 North Main Street. Might want to go to it just to be on the safe side. If not, we'll keep you appraised of that situation, as will every other show on this station. The other big news this week, of course, the Obamacare defunding that the House passed.
Right.
Got shot down by the Senate. They added the funding back in for Obamacare.
As expected.
Ted Cruz did his wonderful 21-hour spiel, which, mm-hmm. Hey, got to give him credit.
Well, you know what? There's two sides of the coin here. One, some say it's just for self-aggrandizement and maybe a possible run down the road for president. He's getting a lot of attention. But on the other hand, you got to draw a line in the sand sometime, right?
You
got to start sometime, somewhere.
Yeah.
Why not now?
You know, rolling over to get along because we might not get reelected has to end at some point. You know what I mean? So.
And the bottom line, too, is if we keep doing what we're doing and saying, well, you know, down the road we're going to look at our deficits and down the road we're going to look at our debt and it'll work itself out, just this magical potion somehow will surface and will solve all our problems down the road. Well, you know what? We will be in a crisis sooner or later, like in Greece, like in Portugal, like in Ireland, many countries throughout the last 20, 30 years that have gone into crisis. Then we'll be forced to do something.
Right.
So I think a Ted Cruz communication style like that is an attempt to, hey, let's start now.
Yeah, and it's amazing what the mainstream media wants to murder the messenger. You know, all he's doing is speaking the truth. Sorry, folks,
absolutely,
if you didn't like it, but that's what it is. Let's take a call from Ken in Livonia. Ken, welcome to the show. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up an experience that I'm currently dealing with the hope that either you or one of your listeners can give me some more background information into it. DT Energy is now going through my area installing smart meters, which would allow them basically minute-by-minute monitoring of your electrical system as far as its energy usage. Now, I've chosen to opt out. Now, problem I'm having with DTE, now, they say it's because of the government that they're required to do this, is now, through the opt-out program, you are allowed to have what they call a digital meter that is a radio-off meter. And, but, see, here's the thing. They are demanding that I remove my current meter, the old-style mechanical meter off of my home, and to install the new digital meter. And DTE is demanding that this must be done. I have no option. I have no choice. And I had one of their stormtroopers out here today demanding that I unlock my lock gate and I give them permission to go in my yard. I bring up a question. If these radio-off meters are harmless, then why are they forcing us to put these on our homes? I'm suspicious. Will these so-called radio-off meters have the technology in them that they could be turned on?
My guess would be yes.
Next week, Snowden will tell us it's an NSA listening device.
Yeah, well, that's I'm glad you brought that up because I had something written out for weeks ago and it's still in the back of my package, Ken. I know, being a member of the Willow Run Tea Party Caucus, I rarely go. I don't do a whole lot with them, but I am still a member. About 18 months, 2 years ago, the Tea Party, the Willow Run Tea Party, sent an email out with a copy of a letter that you could sign and tape to your mailbox and then also send a registered letter to DTE that said, I am not giving you permission. This is me opting out, blah, blah, blah.
Well, can't you just opt out and pay $80 or something and you got to pay so much more?
Yeah, I'm not an expert, so I can't tell you that that is the possibility. But I did notice that I did that. I sent a letter. I put taped in a plastic baggie this letter onto my meter so that whoever came out would see that it was, you know, nice and dry and legible. Well, somebody took it, and I'm assuming it was our meter reader when he came out. And I've lost the copy since. So if there's a Willow Run Tea Party guy out there and you still have a copy of that, email it back to me. Or send it around again because that needs to be done. You're not the first guy, Ken, that's called me or emailed me about the smart meters.
Well, here's the thing. I have officially opted out. I have received a letter from DTE, which states that even though I've opted out, I still have to pay, I believe it's like a $69 opt-out fee.
Yeah, so you called their bluff.
And then I also have to pay, it's almost $10 a month opt-out fee, in addition to my regular electric bill. But my issue is there again, even though I have opted out, they are demanding that I replace my current meter, the old-style mechanical meter, with these new electronic, as they describe them, radio-off meters. They are demanding it.
Right.
Now, there again, I am not giving them permission, and I have a sneaking suspicion they're going to threaten me to turn off my power if I don't give them permission. And if there's any elected officials listening to this broadcast, I'd like to ask the question there again. If these radio-off meters are harmless, then why are they giving me, why is DTE or the government, since they say the meter reader said that this was the government doing this,
right,
why are they giving me such a hard time to replace my old-style meter?
Yeah, I imagine there is maybe some legitimacy to replacing old meters with the new digital meters, probably just so they can charge you more money and collect that extra 1,000th of a cubic foot of gas or something. I don't know, Ken. I wish I could have the answers. I will do a little digging myself.
Well, the meter I have actually on the house right now is 1 year old.
So it's a digital meter right now, probably, right?
Well, no. The meter I have currently is a mechanical meter.
Okay.
My old meter died, froze up, whatever. They put a brand new mechanical meter on, but now they're demanding that that meter be taken off my house and the new digital put on.
Hmm.
And I'm questioning why. Like I said, does that mean they can still turn a off meter on?
I would assume if it's a digital meter, they probably have all kinds of options available to them. I still think, frankly, I wish somebody would come up with, and I bet you we'll see it, someone's going to come up with a small little radio jammer transmitter that you can plug into your house that will negate the ability of DTE to come out. And they won't be able to pin it on you, I wouldn't think. You know.
Well, here's the thing. I learned years ago I can't trust Detroit Edison, and this is why. Years ago, when I bought the current house I'm occupying, it had a secondary meter hooked up to the air conditioner. Detroit Edison said that if you have this meter, it allowed them to turn off your air conditioner for no more than 2 hours in a 24-hour day. Well, that wasn't the case. They were shutting off my air conditioner in the middle of the summer for a lot more than 2 hours a day. And that taught me a very important lesson. You can't trust the electric company. They don't tell you the truth.
I'm thinking of a line from Animal House when it said, "You blank trusted us." No, you trusted us. I can't say it.
Well, it's a good question, Ken, and we'll look into it a little bit. And I'm glad you brought it up because it's something that's been bothering me. I've actually had a writer who was supposed to be putting a smart meter article together for the Current, but she's a little behind the times on getting it back to me. So this has been an ongoing question for me for about 3 months now. So I'm glad you brought it up. If you hear any more, Ken, please let us know. And if I find something out, I'll post it online for you.
Ken, it's time to go off the grid, go green, get yourself a big windmill in the backyard. It's all good.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate the call.
Take care.
Okay, well, there you go. I'm glad he called in because that's a question I have as well. I mean, what are the rules? What are the regulations for smart meters? And do you have the ability to opt? I'm not sure that it's right for them to be able to charge you. I guess I can understand there is an expense to some guy walking into your backyard.
Sure.
I certainly don't like the idea of people being able to monitor and or control the electricity in my house. You know, it's my house. I pay for electricity. I'll use as much as I want.
Especially with all those plants you have growing in the basement.
Yeah. I wish I could make that kind of money, dude.
You know, the one thing about DTE, the ultimate truth is, that's one of the worst bureaucracies to battle. It's just
next to Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah.
Let's go. Well, let's run into a break, Derek. And when we come back, we will pick up our conversation with government shutdown and Obamacare and the whole nine yards. And you can call in 734-822-1600. See you on the other side.
Listeners, I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of art, it's about civilization, yours.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around, At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Listen up to see how easily scammers can defraud senior citizens.
Hello?
I'm Steve from your bank. We've had a security breach.
Oh my.
So I'm calling to make sure your account hasn't been compromised in any way.
Thank you.
If you'd kindly read your credit card number and expiration.
Smooth-talking criminals, convincing the elderly to discuss private information. The National Crime Prevention Council wants you to know how to spot a scam and report it to local law enforcement.
Learn more at ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in our OR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that Enemedia are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham Talk 1600. Yeah!
Deep within the Pest Quest training laboratories.
Stinging insects send over 500,000 people to the hospital every year. I don't like hospitals.
Rodents, like mice, contaminate food and transmit disease.
Cockroaches spread 33 kinds of bacteria, 6 parasitic worms, and can trigger asthma. That can't be good.
Pests are anything but child's play. Protect your little scientist by getting the facts at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Hey, Ron here reminding you to join me for the coolest music to be had in America today. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Hey, my neighbor's dog told me to do this show, and I'd advise you to dial in. We play a lot of cool music that you just can't get anyplace else. Check out the weak singing rock, the hip-shaking soul music, and the industrial strength rhythm and blues. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockinest show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
Well, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in the studio, Brandon Drake.
Great to be here.
Always glad to have you. And Derek, thank you again for producing the show. You do such a wonderful job.
Thank you. Always glad to help.
Yeah, it's always fun down here on Saturdays.
It is.
So we're talking about shutdowns and the Obamacare defunding. So what I like is how Obama and crew decide to twist this and make it sound like it's the House's fault. Now, the House passed it. They just defunded Obamacare. And now Harry Reid says, well, we passed it and added it back in. Pass it, it's our way or the highway. Derek, do you have track one ready of that nasty, decrepit old reprobate? All right.
I can't beat that. That's great. No, I love it.
All right. There you go. So let's hear that one, Derek.
The government's going to shut down in 3 days, 10 hours, 5 minutes, and 9 seconds.
Seven.
The Senate has acted, and we've done it with bipartisan cooperation. We've passed the only bill that can avert a government shutdown Monday night. I said this on the floor. I say it again. This is it. Time is gone. Our rules are different than the House. The bill would pass the House. The bill that we just passed would pass the House overwhelmingly. The Speaker had the courage to bring it to the floor and let 435 members of the House of Representatives vote. I think they should think very carefully about their next step. Any bill that continues to play political games will force a government shutdown. They need to accept what we just passed. To be absolutely clear, we are going to accept nothing as it relates to Obamacare.
Okay, so there you go. You'll do it my way or not at all.
You know, if I didn't hate this man so bad, he would put me to sleep every time he talks. He has the charisma of a rock.
Well,
you know, and the content, of course, is infuriating.
Yeah, what he says. And this guy trying to push the House into passing what he wants him to pass. This is the same jackwagon who hasn't passed a budget. Well, they finally did after like 4 years. They finally passed a budget in the Senate. Are you kidding me, Mr. Reed? You haven't done your job in years. And here, a small continuing resolution, you could have passed it without the Obamacare defunding. You just defund it.
And then he results to personal attacks on Boehner, saying if he had the courage.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, ugh,
well,
please.
Here's the thing. He's got it timed to the second when the government is going to shut down. This is on you, Mr. Reed. You're the one that put this into play. All you had to do as a Senate was pass the House resolution.
It may be done.
It was a continuing resolution. You could have then proceeded to debate for the next continuing resolution, refunding Obamacare, right?
Right.
I mean, it's my way or the highway. It boggles my mind that the media allows this kind of hypocrisy to go without being called on.
And what the Democrats are doing now, they used to accuse the Republicans of doing when they were in charge of the House and the Senate. And they would make all these claims and scream and cry, but they're worse.
Yeah.
Way worse.
The only person playing top politics here is Harry Reid. Because you know what? There, if nothing else, at least they should have added that they're going to take away the exemption for Congress. You know what I mean? Debbie Stabenow and Carl Levin, you get your exemption from Obamacare
while
you force it down our throats.
That is sickening. And you know what? If you think about Obamacare, and this has probably been discussed a lot, but I've been thinking about it a lot lately because it's going to be in effect. You can sign up for the exchanges and all that nonsense on what? Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
October 1st.
Yeah.
Is that this isn't a, quote, tax that the Supreme Court essentially ruled it as, right? It's just a normal tax. What's the big deal? You know, the government has the right to do that. No, it's not, because when you are engaged in some type of activity, you get taxed. If you go to work, you're earning a living, you're working for pay, you get taxed. If you go buy something, you get taxed. With this, you just have to have a pulse, and you are taxed. Because, as we know, if you don't sign up or you don't have health insurance, then you will pay a fine.
Yeah, they're taxing you for doing nothing.
For doing nothing. You just have to exist. And you are being taxed. You're not actually engaging in any type of transaction that would generate a tax. You just have to sit here, and you're being taxed.
Right. Yeah, and if you're a caller or a listener, call in 734-822-1600. I'd like to hear your views. For me, coming out of the Senate like this, I know we really don't have the votes to stop Obamacare, let's face it. But the Democrats and those Republicans who went along for the ride, you people disgust me, because you know what? You got yourself an exemption. The rest of us have to suffer. If we're going to suffer, we should all suffer together. You know, if we all have to pay higher premiums, if we all have to live under the law of the land that is Obamacare, there's no way congressional staffers and Congress itself should have an exemption for this.
Well, it's not only that you have to pay higher premiums, but that you have to pay something even if you don't have insurance. You will pay this fine. You will be penalized for not participating. This is a socialist police state when that is the rule in place.
Right, right. We don't have time, I think, to run into the next track here, so we'll move on without it. I guess I want people to get active. There is still time, because my bet is the House is going to pass something, whether it's a delay, whatever. You need to call your congressman. You know, start today, start tomorrow, call your congressman and say, you know what, hold the line against this. I mean, if nothing else, we should at a minimum put the delay across the board for everybody. We've already delayed the mandates for businesses and whatnot. Do the same thing for individuals, and let's just push the whole thing back here. Okay, at least, at the very least, because we know it's not working. And I'm hoping people will do it. You can go to thedailydrift.com. You can go to garywellings.com. I have the phone numbers and emails of your senators, of your congressmen. Call them, email them, light up those phone lines, because it does make a difference. You know, take that number, stick it into your cell phone, and call on the way home from work or on the way to work. This is something we have to do as a group.
And
so
tell
please.
Your representative where to stick it.
All right, so we'll continue our conversation on the other side of the break.
Talk 1600.
Hey, my blood brothers of freedom. This is Ted Nugent.
Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse.
God bless Ann Arbor and Wham Radio. I started doing interviews on Wham Radio around 1966. I celebrate and promote the God-given individual right as guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, for us to defend ourselves, to keep and bear arms. And just to make sure everyone understands what we the people understand, keep can only mean one thing. That's it's mine and you can't have it.
Wham!
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. With the Senate passing a bill yesterday to avert a government shutdown late Monday, the House is now on the clock, working on procedural rules that would let them speed up the process.
That probably means there's going to be a debate and a vote in the House of Representatives on some sort of a revamped bill to avoid a government shutdown sometime later today.
Fox Radio's Chad Pergram. House GOP leaders say any deal should include a one-year delay in Obamacare. Good news for drivers, gas prices have been dropping, and experts look for the trend to continue for at least a couple more weeks.
Gas prices usually do fall after Labor Day due to lower driving demand and refineries switch to cheaper winter blends. This time last year, though, prices were approaching a record high because of Hurricane Irene and problems with refineries and pipelines.
Fox Radio's Chris Foster. The national price average for a gallon of gas now $3.42, down 17 cents from September 1st. Fox News, we report, you decide.
To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown 600% since 2007 because The Current has a unique venue for local content, common sense, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes utilizing The Current newspaper for mere pennies a piece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current, at 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
You've got a lot of choices when it comes to insurance, but let me help you narrow them down. Farm Bureau Insurance is the company committed to serving Michigan, and only Michigan, and meeting every insurance need you might have. Your Farm Bureau Insurance agent protects your life, home, auto, farm, business, and retirement. When we say local, we mean local. Our agents live and work right in your community, so our service is always local and always personal.
Like the great service you'll get from Farm Bureau Insurance agents Bill Heft in Ann Arbor and Richard Schneider in Ann Arbor.
The world may be an uncertain place, but your Farm Bureau Insurance agent is here to bring you peace of mind and help you through the toughest times of your life. Think of all the things you're thankful for. Your family, your life, your home, your farm, your car, your business. Protect everything you're thankful for with the company that's thankful to be a part of your community.
Michigan, my Michigan.
Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Does your business's website stand out? Does it catch an eye or two? At Waypoint Arts, we design and develop each project from scratch with an original and unique flair. If you're looking for a web design service that specializes in delivering the wow effect to your guests, then let us get started on your project today. Need a design for a poster or flyer? We can help. Visit us online at waypointarts.com or drop us a line at 855-WAY-ARTS.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thanks for catching our drift. In the studio with me, Brandon Drake.
Here we are.
Yes, our sponsor this half hour, Family and Aging Law Center, up there in Milford area, 248-278-1511. They specialize in family estate planning, and it's an elder law firm. So wills, trusts, probates, powers of attorney, Medicaid pre-planning and crisis planning, asset protection trusts, and they also do veterans improved pensions. So guardianships, conservatorships, that whole nine yards. Again, 248-278-1511. And they do a series of workshops. So a good, reputable law firm to handle your estate planning and that kind of stuff.
Very important
Very
stuff.
Very nice people, too. Just fabulous to work with. Give them a call, 248-278-1511. Or you can go to www.miestatelawyer.com. Did I say that right? www.miestatelawyer.com.
You nailed it.
Yeah, okay. So there you go. Give them a holler and see what they can do to help you with your estate planning. So we're talking about the government shutdown.
Let's touch back on Obamacare just real quick, just for a second. And we're saying on the break, I think it's like a Ponzi scheme in that younger people having to pay for health insurance now are essentially going to be subsidizing older people, as we know, that are generally sicker than younger people. So younger people will be forced to pay, and they probably won't be using their health insurance, certainly not as much as an older person. Okay, so it's a Ponzi scheme in the sense that when these younger people today become older, they will be dependent on another group of younger people behind them. And if those younger people behind them aren't there, or there aren't enough of them working, then they're going to be SOL.
No,
it's kind of like Social Security right now, which is the biggest Ponzi scheme that the world has ever seen.
Right. Yeah, and I would only disagree with you on the fact that there is a difference. With the new death panels, the older people won't be getting. You know, they're going to be looking at the efficiencies of giving you that kneecap or that hip or whatever. You know,
well, that's certainly an offset. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So you're going to, even if you're an older person and you spent 50 years putting in, you're not going to get out. Not now. Not under Obamacare, because they're going to look at you and say, you know what, Gary, you've only got X number of years left in you. We don't think it's worth spending $50,000 giving you a new hip so you can get around, because you're not working and contributing anymore.
Well, that could be the case, and I wonder if our system will get so bad that you will have to go to Canada to get your medical attention.
Yeah, or Costa Rica. You know, we've talked before about
or India.
That trade. Yeah, you're going to have to go somewhere else.
Yeah, medical tourism.
But, you know, with the threat of the shutdown, how about a government primer? I got a nice article on the website, dailydrift.com, what would and wouldn't happen with the government shutdown. We notice that the big scare that Harry's putting out was similar when we had this last $86 billion shutdown. What's the word I'm thinking of?
Fiscal cliff?
No. It was the automatic cut we had last spring.
Oh, sequestration.
Yes, thank you. I'm losing that. The sequester. Is anyone suffering from the sequester?
I don't think anybody's even noticed.
Honestly, nobody has noticed. They say there's been some shutdowns and some whatnot. Frankly, it hasn't bothered me a bit. And I can tell you what, go ahead and shut the federal government down. It's not going to bother me.
You know what the bummer is, though? In the past shutdowns, as I recall, and correct me if I'm wrong, when was the last one? In 95, is that what they said?
Yes,
and it was
96.
Shut down for several days?
Yeah.
Well, these workers, these government workers that are furloughed, they're paid ultimately for the time they were forced to not show up to work.
Right.
So it's like, where's the savings?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, okay, if I were to get noticed, well, you know, we're shutting the government down, Drake, so don't show up for a week.
Right.
So one would assume if you're the taxpayer, hey, that's a week's worth of savings. That's going to add up. Oh, no.
Yeah,
when they come back, they're still going to get their pay.
Yeah, under the threat of a shutdown, up to 800,000 federal employees could be furloughed as services deemed
paid vacation.
Yes, non-essential. And this includes national parks, passport offices, most regulatory agencies, which includes the EPA and the Securities and Exchange Commission. Well, in the case of the EPA, what a bonus that would be, right? All they're doing is making things harder for business in this country to go as it is. I mean, we've already got enough laws. All they're doing is passing new ones on a regular basis. Shut them down for a few weeks and at least save us a little bit of money.
And you know the workers are begging for a shutdown because, like I'm going to say again, paid vacation.
All right. So here's another one. While non-essential employees could be furloughed without pay, essential workers such as military personnel, border security officials, and air traffic controllers would be told to report to work. Okay? So those people are still going to be on. They're not going to be shutting down and closing up shop. The essential workers will still be there. A five-day shutdown in November of 95, the one you're talking about, caused about that same 800,000 employees out of a total of 4.4 million then to be furloughed. So, yes, a lot of people will get laid off. But temporarily. They'll probably collect unemployment and then still get their back pay. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, we're not going to save any money doing
that. No, we won't save any money.
But, you know, my question still remains. Will you and I, the average Joe taxpayer, feel the effect of a federal shutdown?
Probably not.
Probably not. And, you know, I say it all the time, you know, on a daily basis, what does the average American get from the federal government? Nothing, other than the fact that our military, and I'll support our military to whatever ends necessary. Those guys need to get their paychecks. Their families need to be protected.
Yeah, they're underpaid.
Medical. Yeah, absolutely they are. But Congress still gets theirs.
I wish the people could see the expression on your face saying that.
Mr. Congress gets theirs, you know. And again, it comes back to that same thing. We have masters in Congress who are enslaving us to do these sorts of things. And it just boggles my mind. And
well, you're just anti-government.
Well, in this case, yes, I am. Because you know what? Let's take a look at what this Obamacare is going to cost. I mean, you're calling Ted Cruz a nutcase because he's saying Obamacare isn't working. Well, Obamacare isn't working. The Wall Street Journal came out with a nice article this week, and it's about what it's going to cost you for your health care premiums because of Obamacare. Currently, in Alabama, right now you pay about $80. It's the current lowest cost premium that you can get in Alabama. It costs you about $80. The lowest cost bronze plan that will be available under Obamacare, $170. Okay? What does that equal out to?
100%, over 100% increase.
Over 100% increase. Thank you very much. Let's see if Michigan's on here somewhere. Michigan, $55 is the lowest current plan available. And that's in Detroit. Under Obamacare, $138. Again, well over 100% increase. So how do we even call this the Affordable Care Act?
Now, is this before the tax subsidies?
You know, you would ask a question I don't have an answer to. Let's see. Some people may be eligible for subsidies toward the cost of this increase. Okay. So, yeah, there I had it. See how smart I am? Right in front of me.
I never doubted you.
I just
you.
Need to put some glasses on
never
so I can
doubted
actually
you.
See it. Yeah, some people may be eligible for a subsidy. But again, who's paying for that subsidy?
Exactly.
We, the taxpayer, have to put more money into the government to pay the subsidies to those people who can't afford this increase. Leave it alone and we wouldn't have to pay, right? Does that make any sense?
Mm.
We're going to jack the price up and then make somebody else pay for your subsidy so that you can afford it. Leave it alone.
Well, we have to destroy it to save it.
All right, so what we're going to do is take a break, Derek, if you're ready over there. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what Mr. Obama said this week. See you on the other side.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The American Business Women's Association Maya Chapter presents Inbound Marketing. What is it and how to get started? It'll be at the Quarter Bistro, 300 South Maple in Ann Arbor. This event is free, but dinner is at your own cost. RSVP online by October 10th at abwa-maia.org. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund has coordinated with local organizations and volunteers nationwide in a call for photographs and backstories of Vietnam War veterans listed on the Vietnam Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. for display at the Education Center at the Wall. The call for photos is tied to the Faces Never Forgotten campaign, encouraging friends and families of veterans as well as every citizen to ensure that the memories and stories of those inscribed on the wall are never forgotten.
forgotten. Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund hopes to give every soldier the honor of being fully remembered as a person and not just a name. Completing the mission and beginning construction of the Education Center will continue to depend on the dedication and generosity of those individuals, organizations, and communities that make it their goal to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice and contribute to their honor. For information on the Education Center at the Wall or submitting a photo, visit vvmf.org or call 866-990-WALL. That's 866-990-9255. To review these events and others, you can always visit WHAM's website at www.whamradio.com and click on Community Events.
You've been listening to the WHAM Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. WHAM, Talk 1600.
Here at Taqueria La Fiesta, we celebrate our Second Amendment rights with our Firearm Friday discount. All CPL holders that present their current license will receive 10% discount from now until the end of July every Friday. So stop by and see us.
Taqueria La Fiesta, 4060 Packard Road in Ann Arbor. Give them a call, 734-477-9240. 734-477-9240. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 9. Sundays, 10 to 4. Closed on Mondays.
Experience traditional Mexican food and taste the difference at Taqueria La Fiesta.
Greetings, my name is Pastor Yule, host of Just Joshua. Just Joshua will be heard every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on WHAM. Come journey with us down Freedom's Highway as we discuss today's happenings from a Black conservative Judeo-Christian perspective. Every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., come journey down Freedom's Highway on Just Joshua.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift on WHAM Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thanks for catching our drift in the studio with me, Brandon Drake.
Hey.
Okay, so President Obama came out and made his little speech as well. And
did he have his teleprompter?
Probably. I'm sure he did. So, Derek, I'm going to cut you off as we go through this a little bit and talk about some of these blatant lies, frankly, that he's spewing as he makes this talk. Let's roll with that track, too.
Here at home, the United States Congress has two pressing responsibilities: pass a budget on time and pay our bills on time. If Congress chooses not to pass a budget by Monday, the end of the fiscal year, they will shut down the government along with many vital services that the American people depend on. The good news is, within the past couple of hours, the United States Senate, Democrats and Republicans, acted responsibly by voting to keep our government open and delivering the services the American people expect.
Okay, let's start with that.
That's kind of a biased spin.
Well, let's hear the first the first lie there. Essential services are going to be shut down. Didn't we just get done saying that essential will not be shut down? The non-essential will. So he's out there scaring people again. This is him and Harry Reid. They've got it planned out. We're going to do a shutdown. We're going to scare the bejesus out of people to make them push Republicans into folding and caving on this lousy Obamacare package that nobody's using anyways, except it's driving up costs already.
And doesn't it imply, too, if it's non-essential, that you really don't need it, or you could scale it back on day-to-day operations after this budget crisis is solved?
Yeah, well, this is probably one of the reasons they're so scared of a shutdown. They're scared to death that people will realize, wow, we're still alive.
Right.
Maybe
Thank
we
you.
Don't need the federal government.
Exactly.
That's what the Republicans in Congress, I think, need to look at. Wait a minute. Don't buy into the scare. Once people haven't mentioned the word boo about the sequester, right? We lived through it. And we're going to talk about this in a minute. Let's keep going, Derek.
Now it's up to the Republicans in the House of Representatives to do the same. I say that because, obviously, Democrats have a great interest in making sure that these vital services continue to help the American people.
Okay. Only Democrats believe
Only
in
Democrats. For
Only
the
Democrats, right?
Right. What about the children?
this is ridiculous. For him to say, the Democrat, hello, I'm a Republican or I'm a conservative and I don't care about feeding the children or helping the children. You know, once again, this propagandist is out there beating the dead horse to try and make us all feel guilty about it. Let's keep rolling, Derek.
So far, the Republicans in the House of Representatives have refused to move forward. And here's the thing. Unlike the last time they threatened this course of action, this debate isn't really about deficits. In fact, our deficits are falling at the fastest pace that they have in 60 years. By the end of this year, we will have cut our deficits by more than half since I took office. So that's not what this is about. And in fact, if you've been following the discussion, the Republicans in the House don't even make a pretense that that's what this is about. Instead, the House Republicans are so concerned with appeasing the Tea Party that they've threatened a government shutdown or worse unless I gut or repeal the Affordable Care Act. I said this yesterday. Let me repeat it. That's not going to happen.
So his annual trillion-dollar-plus deficits are now down to $500-600 billion a year, and that's a victory?
Yeah. Well,
am I wrong?
Here's the play on words that he's using, okay? The deficit in 2008, which was George Bush, right, $498 billion? Yes.
And that was his biggest deficit.
Billion. That was it. That's where we were. First year under Obama, $1.5 trillion, okay? The next year, $1.3 trillion. The next year, $1.3 trillion. And then $1.1 trillion last year. This year, $642 billion.
And that's a victory.
And that's a victory.
And he's up on a stump.
Right. So he's jammed it up to the nines and now cut it back a little bit and trying to say, I'm cutting the deficit at wildly incredible rates.
Wow.
From your own highs, Mr. Obama. You are the jack wagon that jacked it up so high.
Now that is incredible hypocrisy and just totally taking the facts and throwing them out the window.
Now, isn't that amazing? I mean, to try and use a play on words like that, to think that the American, unfortunately, he's correct because much of the American public is so stupid and uneducated, we're going to believe every word he says.
Thank you.
Yes, we're at the fastest growing deficit reduction ever. No, we are not.
And that's why we're going to lose our Democratic Republic down the road, probably because of what you just said. We have a stupid electorate that doesn't get it. And if you talk to most people, and I've said this before, they claim, they believe that Bill Clinton paid off all of our debt. All of our debt. And then George Bush brought it all back on and more.
Yeah.
People believe that. And you try to explain the simple math to them, and they still don't get it. So anyway, yeah, $1 trillion down to several hundred billion.
Yeah.
And that's a victory.
Yeah, for Barack.
Now you got me upset. Yeah.
What's going to be amazing is to watch what happens in the subsequent years of his administration, because you know what? It's going to climb right back up, especially with the implementation of Obamacare. 734
Well, even that'll be George Bush's fault.
734-822-1600. Call in with your opinion on Obamacare or any other subject if you got. We got a few minutes left.
Let's talk about Iran real quick. We have time?
Yeah. Let's go there. Because
another stall tactic. The charm offensive. This is a bunch of garbage. And I know you have to give it a chance. But if anyone believes that everything's going to change because this guy was supposedly elected. The Ayatollah, what's his, Khamenei? That's the guy in charge, controls the Revolutionary Guard, controls Quds Force, controls all the security services, the military, the secret police. This guy, he's a puppet, and now he's out trying to just buy some time so they can forward their program along.
Right, and that's exactly right. Charles Krauthammer hit it that way as well. He said, you know what, they're just buying time. So they're saying they've elected a moderate president, Rouhani, and the big thing was Obama was going to meet him at the UN. Well, you want to talk about a snub. Here's Obama saying, yeah, we'll talk and handshake at the UN. Got the turn down on every front. Boom. All right.
Yeah.
Now they've had a phone call, right?
Yeah, this guy's on his way to the airport, right?
Yes. So now they've had a phone call.
Screw the Iranians. I'm sick of them.
So here's my story. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Diary of a Wimpy Kid. My son Zach loves this movie.
I've heard of it.
The cheese touch, right? The cheese is a piece of rotting cheese out on the playground, and anyone that touches it becomes the stain. You can't have the stain. So Rouhani has a telephone conversation with Barack Obama, right? Goes back to Iran, and his motorcade gets pelted with eggs and shoes,
right? Yeah.
because he made a phone call to Barack Obama. Who's got the cheese touch, man? President Barack Obama has the cheese touch, because anyone that spends any time with him obviously becomes the no-no person. You know, you don't want to touch him. I was laughing when I read the article. You can read that at www.thedailydrift.com. You'll see these stories, and it's just funny. You know, the shoe in the Arabic culture is the ultimate insult. Right.
And so, well, the Iranians aren't Arabic, but in that Muslim culture, yes.
The Persians, it's that the
same
bottom. Yeah, the bottom of the shoe is like the ultimate. That's, and you know, I always laugh because you'll see John Kerry at a meeting with a Muslim leader, and he's got his legs crossed, showing the bottom of his shoe, which is the ultimate insult. You know, it's like, well, hello, John, didn't you take any diplomatic corps training, John?
Well, John Kerry is the ultimate insult.
Dude, your cruelty knows no bounds.
None.
So I think we got a phone call here. Let's go with, I can't even read it on the list here. Let's go with line two, I think. Derek, I think we lost somebody. That's me. I just don't pay attention. See,
it's still lit up.
Is it?
Not there?
Derek's on it, so we're not going to take that first call. Sorry if we lost you. I'll take the blame for that. See, I can take responsibility for mine.
There you go. Accountability, it's all here.
Yes. You'll get that.
Buck stops with you, Gary.
I wish the buck stopped with me. I could use the cash. You know what I mean? If you want to advertise, speaking, nice segue, dude. 734-629-6010. You can advertise here on the Drift radio show.
You know, the Europeans, they negotiated with the Iranians for like 8 years, 9 years. We got nowhere. And this should have been solved a long time ago if the Iranians had any sincere interest in resolving this dispute about their enrichment of uranium.
Yeah, it's a total joke that the U.S. administration is still talking, and that the U.N., like they always do, gives them time and delay and time and delay over and over again. They're just pushing ahead.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Now, these sanctions may be hurting them a little bit, so they are going to come forward and say, hey, let's talk. And their goal is to try to get these sanctions lifted enough so that their people aren't so restless. But other than that, their program is full steam ahead, and anybody that doubts that is a moron, is a naive idiot.
Right. And when you talk about the Arab Spring, I mean, it started really with Iran prior to Egypt and Libya and everything else.
Yeah, good point. Good analogy. 1979, the Persian Spring.
Yeah, well, there you go. But even before Libya here, I think they called it the Green Movement in Iran, the U.S. administration did nothing to help them.
Oh, you mean when like the million people were out in the street?
Yes.
I knew that would be crushed. Yes. I had no faith in that whatsoever.
You know, they turned a blind eye to that, and yet when the Libyans and the Egyptians turn out, we're all over it. You know, what were we worried about then?
Well, you know what? The United States gets just totally lambasted no matter what we do. If we get involved, then we're like, you know, we're interfering and we're overthrowing governments and we're trying to control everything. And if we don't do anything, then, you know, we missed the boat and we should have done something. So we can't win.
No.
We can't win in this world. History has proven that. We're always the bad guys. Blame America first.
Right. Well, and in this case, I'll agree with it. We are to blame.
Yeah, we should have tried to do something.
We should have.
Yeah.
All right. So until next week, go to thedailydrift.com and stay abreast of the information and the news you need to know. And Drake, we'll see you next week.
All right. It was fun.
Take care.